This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey everybody, Sean here. So just a fair warning, this is not your normal show. This is the solo Sean show, which if you're new to this podcast, is a, you know, it's a fucking nightmare. It's not good. It's not great. But I do my best to fill in while Joe's away. Joe is traveling for his other day job. This was just something I kind of threw together. I did a live watch along on our Patreon of Sorority Row 2009. So it's kind of like a jumbled mess because I decided to do the episode in between the breaks. So if you're a regular fan, I think you might enjoy it. If you are new to the podcast, just skip this one. It might be good. But I do want to say this is the 7th iteration of the Solo Sean Show. I felt like there were more, but also it seems like a lot. Number 4 was the first one. Number 58, the Solo Sean Show 2, Dead by Sean. What a fucking name. Number 106, the Solo Sean Show 3D. Noticing a theme here. Number 136, Solo Sean Show, The Final Chapter. Continuing with the theme. Number 163, the Solo Sean Show 5, The Dream Child. All right. Number 182, Survival of the Solo Sean Show, a mailbag, which is very similar to what we did here. We took questions. I took questions and I did, my favorite movies of 2023. So that's that. And that's it. That was 6. So we did 6. This is the 7th. Can you guess what the play on the movie is here? Part 7. We're running out of parts though, so I think I might have to start recycling other numbers. But anyway, all this to say, I'm rambling. Anyway, enjoy this. It's just me bullshitting with our listeners on Patreon. I had a blast. It was so much fun. And hopefully you guys enjoy it. So there you go. Enjoy this episode.
Sean and Joe, another episode ready to go. They're gonna talk about the good and the trash and anything in between. Cherishing make-believe, get ready for Halloween. It's the horror show. I know you miss those guys. Tune in and find out what's on their list tonight. They butcher and dissect, take apart and mutilate. Listen to your two favorite brainiacs communicate. It's the horror show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Solo Sean Show. It's Sean. I am doing this live on something. Whoa. On our Patreon feed. So this is going to be a little weird. I can tell you that. It's definitely going to be a little odd because I'm going to be talking to people in the chat and we're going to watch a movie tonight. We're going to watch a movie, but then in the breaks, I'm going to, you know, we're going to do some stuff to record on the show. Who am I even talking to now? The people are listening or the people in the chat, but it doesn't matter. We got some emails. We got some questions from people that we're going to answer. So make sure you send those in. Dave says, biggest solo release since The Chronic. Oh my word. Crack Honey says, I can't wait for the Sorority Row cast to beat the Blair Witch cast to death. All right. Hey, I like that stance. So we are going to, so the vote tonight of the movie we're going to watch is between Sorority Row 2009 and Blair Witch 2016. So if you've been listening to the show, you'll know that I'm in a little bit of a Blair Witch kick right now, which is the only, which is the only reason I'm choosing it. I'm choosing Sorority Row for no other reason than I found out there's a character named Chugs in it. There's a female character named Chugs. And, you know, I was going to leave it up to vote, but I think we all know we're watching Chugs tonight, right? So, all right. So, all you people that are in here, this beer smells fucking terrible. All you people that are in the chat, and also, clear warning to those of you listening, sorry, it's not going to be, you know, the best episode. It's a solo Sean show, so deal with it. Everyone in the chat, what do you guys want to watch? Blair Witch 2016 or Sorority Row starring Chugs? Sound off. We're going to do Sorority Row, but I will tell you what, we will do Blair Witch 2016 on another night. Maybe, I don't know, we'll pick a night. You gotta do Chugs, man. You can't, we can't not do Chugs. All right. So again, we have some questions that were mailed in, lots of questions that were mailed in, some through Instagram. You can take questions in the chat if you got them. We'll talk about the movies. And there's something else we were going to talk about. Oh, I was going to talk about some of my favorite movies of 2023. So, but let's start Sorority Row. I'm so excited to watch Sorority Row. You guys have no idea. Let's start Sorority Row. Oh, and somebody asked what beer. Dragon's Milk Reserve Coffee Chocolate Bourbon Barrel Age Stout. It's 11%. It tastes fine. That's it. All right. Let's see what Chugs is up to here and get on with this fucking thing. I don't know how to do this. Act like you've been there before, as the kids say. Or I could just do individual parts. We'll do like Sorority Row part one, and then we'll do Blair Witch part two. And see if we can make sense of the movies and like alternate them. Oh, for fuck's sake. All right, here we go. Sorority Row. What is this a remake of? Do anyone know? Is it the House on Sorority Row? They changed the name, right?
A few moments later.
Oh, that ended quickly. Boy, that was surprising. I don't know what his intentions were with stabbing her in the chest with the tire iron. I guess you could say he was leaning into the fact that they said that they were going to dismember her, but that's an odd place to start and an odd object to use for that purpose. Boy, okay. Interesting. So we could do some questions. Okay, let's do some of the questions I got here, and then we'll go into the next section of the episode, or the movie rather. So, and for those of you that just joined the live, I'm also recording an episode for the show. So there you go. I got two from Bujaga, who, if you don't know, is Paul. The first one is, why the fuck does the NBA keep fucking me on these prop bets? So, thanks, Paul. And I said, also, D'Lo is trash. Score a point. I think that also relates to that. Bobby Thunderbolt with his fucking Ohio internet. Is my stream okay? I knew I had some like connection issues earlier, so let me know if there's an issue there. Yeah, Paul's a degenerate. A best gutch. What is your lifting routine trying to get back into it? Gosh. So I use actually this app on the old iPhone called Fitbod, and it's actually sick because you put in the equipment you have and then it kind of builds a routine for you, and it also mixes it up so you're not doing the same old shit over and over and over again. So I do obviously a few different, I have a few different saved workouts, but I do not do it for like muscle building. I do it for just general fitness. So I'm doing 15 reps of weight and it varies. I just use the app. It tells me. I usually do like 3 supersets with like 1 or 2 singular lifts in there. But you know, that's it. That's it. But I would say go for the lightweight. Go lightweight. Don't overextend yourself. Burn, hike, repeat. What's your first, earliest, favorite childhood movie theater memory? So we used to have a theater in my town. It was weird. So my town was super small and it was like, I can't even tell you how small this building fucking was. It was the size of a convenience store. I actually don't know how there were theaters in it, but there were 2 screens. And I remember the screen every time. It was like a known thing. If you went to the movies in Cheshire, this dude, it was like when you watch in the movies and the film reel like catches on fire, like melts, and it's like, that would literally happen every time you went to the movies. It was just known. Like if you were going to the movies in Cheshire, you weren't going to see the whole fucking movie. And then you just leave, I guess. That's probably my earliest memory. I'm trying to think, is there anything earlier? I also remember there's a prison in Cheshire too. Fun fact, it's not maximum security, but it's not like white collar either. And I remember I saw Jury Duty, I think, which is like kind of the coincidence there. But there was a jailbreak in my fucking town as we were leaving Jury Duty. And I was like, oh, that's fucking weird. But what is your favorite cheese and why? Huh. I'm strictly like a cheddar guy. I mean, my favorite's American cheese because I'm a fucking heathen. But I do like cheddar, extra sharp. And I've been dabbling in the fancier cheeses lately. We got a cheese shop in my town. So pints of podcasts, local friends. If Joe ever quit, would you carry on? No, I wouldn't. I might do something else. I don't know. Probably not, honestly, because it's so much fucking work. No, I would not carry on. I would not. Joe is like integral to the comedy, my bits, my tittles and bits. I need them. So that's a quick answer to that. What else do we got? I'm going to do a few more. Do you have any deal breakers that will keep you from watching a horror movie? That's actually, somebody else sent that in a question, an email. I'll read that later. But do you have any deal breakers that will keep you from watching a horror movie? Probably not, but it'll, like, I don't know. I mean, rape scenes, I'm not fond of. They're just like one of the most unnecessary things. There's a million ways to make you hate a person, and you don't really need to do that in a movie to like make you hate a villain. There's a million things you could do. What is your favorite Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie, and why is it Texas Chainsaw 3D? You know, tonight I was actually going to show the Texas Chainsaw remake. That was one of the options I wanted to do tonight. So outside of the original, because obviously you take that outside of the original, I think it's the remake. I need to revisit the Matthew McConaughey one, though. I have a weird memory of that from when I was like a kid when I saw that. But anyway, is there a way to pay y'all to review a movie of my choosing? Yeah, maybe we could make that happen for the right price. How did you and Joe meet? And would your life be different if you hadn't? I.e. no podcasts. Tony, I'm going to combine your question with someone's later because I like your little caveat at the end there. So I'm going to do that. I don't know where the fucking that question is on the emails, though. The email questions were pretty fucking funny. All right, there it is. All right. Boy, this is going to be great for the people listening at fucking home. All right. Any tea from this show's divorce with Bloody Disgusting? Let's hear the dirt. There's actually no tea. Tom and Brad are the fucking best. There might be some news coming soon, though, regarding Bloody Disgusting. So, no tea, no dirt. They were the fucking greatest. I think the only reason we left is because we ended the show, and then we came back, and we were independent. I think they even reached out to us when we came back and wanted to see if we would do it, and we held off on it. We just wanted to be independent for a little while. Then the glass box thing happened, and then see what happens in the future. When Jesse Jones in the chat, when are we getting a sexy horror show calendar? I can tell you one thing. Joe and I's body dysmorphia, we both have it. Mine's clinical. I actually get asked questions every session. It would prevent us from ever doing such a thing. So unfortunately, that will never happen. I can't even humor it because it's fucking insane. I wish that would be very funny. And I had an idea for a photo shoot once for me and Joe, but could never do it. Is there a way to pay for... Oh, yeah, I already did that. T, how... Have you ever done the 1977 movie, The Car? Is that for real? 1977, The Car? I'm going to put a note in to do that. That's from DJ Payne. Also, Mothman Media sent the other one. Michael Moorhead, what are podcasts you guys listen to? I can't speak for Joe. I try not to listen to any podcasts. I think I've mentioned that before because I don't like stealing jokes. But I do listen to some sports podcasts now. Bill Simmons. I like the Ringer Network a lot, but a lot of basketball stuff. What's his name? I can't think of his name now. Windhorst. Windhorst. No, not Windhorst. What the fuck is that guy's name? Anyway. Lots of basketball podcasts. Would you rather fight 100 Danzig-sized Jasons from Wishful Puppeteer? The last one's Michael Moorhead. Jasons or one Jason-sized Danzig? I mean, if we're talking about cartoonish-sized Danzig, I'd probably take the 100 Danzigs. But, or the 100 Danzig-sized Jasons. Yeah, I would probably take that. But I think I would do... Oh, wait, that's a hard question. Wait. I guess I would do 100 Danzig-sized Jasons. All right. What would be your last meal? Whatever the double burger is at Burger King. It's not a double quarter pounder. It's McDonald's. Sorry, I'm yawning. What is the Burger King called? A double Whopper. I don't know why I couldn't forget that. Double Whopper with cheese, no pickles, and large. Large. If I'm going out, I'm going to drink that gallon-sized Dr. Pepper, baby. Their medium is fucking humongous. It's fucking psychotic. But the fries are small. They get you. All right. Anyway, let's continue on. The House. Nope, that's the original. Sorority Row. Why do you think they got rid of the house part of it? How much is this like the original? Me and Joe did the original for a live show, and I have zero recollection of it. But, oh well. Here we go.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. You know Amazon Prime is not just a shipping subscription, right? It's got everything, including streaming TV and movies on Prime Video. And of course, Prime's fast, free shipping. Go from watching your favorite shows to getting your favorite things. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
Well, what a movie. Sorority Row. I had something I was going to say besides what a movie. And now I can't think. That one of the gals in this looks just like what's her name from Parks and Rec? A lot of doppelgangers in this movie. A lot of doppelgangers. So we will come right back to Sorority Row 2009. Paul mentioned they have flip phones in this movie. It was 2009 a flip phone year? I don't think so. I think we were well into the iPhone age. Very weird stuff. All right, we're gonna do some more questions. Paul, you missed it. We did your We already did your parlay question, which wasn't a question, but Brandy B in the chat, who is mad at me now because I did not answer this when she asked it. Brandy B, first horror movie you saw. I'm about to interrupt her question because we got some phone talk in the chat. Slide phone was 2009, though. 2009. Listen, I was an early adopter of the iPhone, so I think I was already on the 2009 for sure. I was already on the iPhone, but somebody just mentioned a BlackBerry. Ooh, I liked those BlackBerries. I had a BlackBerry Pearl. I had the other BlackBerry that was kind of smaller. All about BlackBerries. All about physical keyboards. I had a T-Mobile Sidekick. I wish they still made them. They are the fucking best. This is the best phone that ever existed and was ever made. And I don't know why we abandoned that concept. It's fucking nuts. Give me the physical keyboard all day. Anyway, Brandy B, first horror movie you saw in theater? I don't know. I'm glad. I hope the wait was good for the answer to that question. I honestly have no idea. I saw the Blair Witch at the drive-in. That was pretty early, right? I saw Relic at the drive-in. I saw, oh, dude, what's the one with Denzel and John Goodman? What was that called? Fallen. It's Fallen. What year was that? 98. I was still a little bit older. I don't think that was the first one. Maybe. I don't know. I saw it in the theater with my dad. It was pretty dope. I don't know, though. I honestly have no idea. Because we were watching them at home so much. I don't know. I don't think I really, like, registered the theater one. I don't know. It's tough to say. Sorry, Brent. That sucks. She was like, answer my question. No answer. All right. What do we got here? Who wins in a fight, you or Joe? Can you describe how it will go specifically? The Snickers bar dark dick vein. Okay. Paul, who would win in a fight, me or Joe? Can you describe how it would go specifically? I don't know. I don't want to know. Me and Joe are both pretty, like, low-key. I feel like I have a hotter temper than he does, but that doesn't mean shit. I don't know. I don't think either of us have it in us. I don't think either of us have it in us. Joe, what say you? Joe's dad would beat the shit out of both of us. Hi, my name's Richard C. First time caller, long time listener. How do you review a movie you hated? I mean, have you listened to the show? That's a joke. I'm not being rude. How do you review a movie you hated? Well, we've softened up a bit. Here's what I'll say. It's like really easy to dislike something. It's so fucking easy to dislike something. So I think if you did everything in your power to try and like something or like come up with a way to make it a positive, I'd say you're going to be better creatively. It's so easy. It's why the show ended. Because one of my issues was I felt like I was writing the same fucking joke over and over. And I hated that, like, more than anything. I actually do take a little bit of pride in some of the jokes I write, even though I know they don't land all the time, or and a lot of the time for some people. But I realized I was writing the same fucking joke. That's literally when it hit me. I was watching that fucking movie, whatever it was, Bones or whatever. And I was like, ooh, this movie sucks. And I was like, that I'm writing the same thing every week. Like, why is he saying this? Blah, 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 blah. And I hated it. It's like one of the least creative things to be like negative about something. There's just no creativity to it, just to be like, ooh, this sucks. So I'd say try not to do it. But if it is a movie you hate genuinely, which they exist, and that's fine. I don't know. Just be honest about it. You know, it's okay. People are going to get mad. People are going to say you ruined their childhood. It's fine. What survival? Sorry, I'm reading things in the chat. What survival horror games have you liked? Also, what is the GOAT fighting game series? You just asked me two questions I am unqualified to answer. Survival horror games scare me, and I cannot play them at all. I bought Dead Space when it came out, returned it that day. Obviously, I couldn't return it because I opened it and it's a video game. Fucking traded it in for like a fraction of the price I paid because I was like, I can't play this. I played 3 minutes, the first alien that dropped out of the vent. And I was like, I'm good. I don't need to play this anymore. And fighting games, I never play. So I would say WWE No Mercy on the N64, brother. What is your favorite Wesley Willis song? Oh, that's from my friend Michelle. I was like, who fuck wrote this in? Michelle. And it's obviously Cut Them All. Although I whoop Batman's ass is fucking close. Really fucking close. Is it? And Rock and Roll McDonald's is all right. Is I Whoop Batman's Mask the best one? I don't know. We'll have to see. But the mullet is what brought us together, Michelle. So love you. And that's the answer. Are you nervous riding your bike, Brody? No, I don't. I'm not nervous riding my bike. I don't care. Tell a dating horror story. Oh, should I tell a dating horror story? Fuck. All right. I'll tell a dating horror story like during the next break because I have one that's insane. And actually, Paul's in the chat. And Paul knows the fucking family of this girl. And it's going to blow his mind, this story. It's so fucking insane. So I'm going to save that for after the next break. All right. Two more questions and we're going to start the movie again. Also being when are you getting Joe's dad on the show? I actually like just pitched this to Joe because I was like, Joe, we have to record him like for prosperity. Like, you know, like our parents aren't around forever and your dad's a fucking gold mine. We need to get him on tape. It's not going to happen. Also, being wrestling fans, have you considered doing a wrestling horror movie themed month? Oh, that's pretty good. I only know of like two of those though. But wrestlers have been in them, but we already covered Kane in that fucking, whatever that fucking movie was. What was that movie? Why was he in that? Anyway. All right, let's get back to Sorority Row.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
2009. Hell of a year. Terrible year. Also, was it a terrible year? I don't know. I think I'm all right with it. This is such a weird movie. I kind of fuck with it, though. I like it. The tire iron as a weapon is kind of hilarious. Exhibit some Pimp My Ride references. All right. With this coming to a close, we'll do a few more questions, and then we're done here. Which would you rather sit through again, The Last Broadcast or Ginger Dead Man? Probably The Last Broadcast, right? No, that was the fucking Jersey Devil. Ginger Dead Man, for sure. That's Dean Robb. Dawn Marie's art. Who would you pick for... Oh, this is a fun question. Chime in on the chat on this one. Who would you pick for a new... fill in the blank versus fill in the blank slasher movie. That's not really the question. Ideally, dream world, you're talking Ash versus someone else, right? They always hinted at it with the comic books and stuff like that, but A, that would never happen now, nor do I want to see that now. Ooh, if it's current, are there any current, like, modern slashers that would be kind of cool? Dude, Happy Death Day was kind of what I was thinking of. I was thinking of the girl from Happy Death Day. Oh, she's kind of fucking cool. Happy Death Day versus Totally Killer. Oh, aren't those both... Those are both time travel. Everyone would just be confused the whole time, but that's fine. Leprechaun versus Chucky. What's your favorite horror subgenre? Found footage
End of story. I have nothing else to say about that. If I had to choose a different one, it would be cannibals. Cannibalism. Worst franchise besides Puppet Master. It's from Anelio. Well, Puppet Master fucking slaps. Although we covered Puppet Master, I'm sure we said we hated it. I don't know. Worst franchise. I don't know. So, like, here's what I'm going to say. And this is going to catch some fucking flack. I don't even know if I should say it because I don't even want to fucking deal with the headache of it. It just depends how you look at it and what's a successful franchise. And I mentioned this kind of briefly on an episode in the last, like, year. I don't know, man. Like, the Halloween franchise and the Friday the 13th franchise. Actually, I think Friday the 13th is probably one of the better ones. Nightmare on Elm Street, though, and Halloween. I mean, some of that shit sucks after, like really sucks after like three of them, you know? I don't know. That's all I'm going to say. I know they're legends. I know they're like popular, but like, are they great franchises? Like truly great franchises? I don't know. I question that. Cause like, I think a great modern one is the franchise of, what is it? The Ed and Lorraine Warren. What is that? What are those called? I don't know. But that spawned off, you know, Annabelle, The Nun. And those are also very successful. So it comes down to like, what is it? Success versus art or whatever you want to call it. Where I think even those big franchises like Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street, they even lose points there. Oh, Conjuring is what it's called. I'm getting the chat telling me. The Conjuring franchise might be considered one of the best based on success, especially like theatrical budget and things like that. Does everyone love it? No. But, you know, I don't know. Depends how you quantify it. But I would say just because you like a franchise doesn't mean it's the worst or the best. Jasmine says Hellraiser had a better amount of flicks than Halloween. Yeah. I'm like a super small in the chat. Halloween's weird. And I, you know, that's actually the one I made reference to in an earlier episode. And Joe was like, well, no, I really like the Halloween ones. And I get that. I don't know. It's an interesting topic. Could talk about it for a while. In light of your Shining coverage, what's your favorite Stephen King adaptation? From Sean Shank. Favorite Stephen King. Well, it's not Nightflyer. I like the Stand miniseries. I'm like a sucker for the Stand. I like both Stand miniseries. The Stand miniseries. Both of them. I like the new one. I like the old one. I saw some hate on the old one recently. I kind of like it. What else do I like, though? Oh, what's the one with the fucking... I think that's Stephen King. With the cat people? What's the name of that? And they like die. Somebody gets a corkscrew to the fucking eyeball. Sleepwalkers. Is that Stephen King? Is that Stephen King? Is Sleepwalkers Stephen King? Sleepwalkers. I just loved that movie as a kid. That's the only reason. Yeah, Stephen King. Oh, well, oh no, Tales from the Crypt isn't really. Anyway, I love Sleepwalkers. Oh, wait, I already talked about who wins in the fight. Oh, so I think we're at the end. Who tells about Brody's adoption from Nicole R. It wasn't a real story. I never wanted a dog again. I was done with them. Found a little guy on the internet, and I got him. Best thing that ever happened to me, that little fucking furball. Love that little thing. And that's that. We also got some emails. Dalton, love the show at moment. Love the show at the moment. I think he's saying at the moment. Like, which is actually hilarious. Like, hey, I'm at episode 233. You're okay so far. So we'll see what happens. Got a few questions. Have you guys thought of doing some movies from the worst director ever, U Bowl? and I know it's Juve or whatever. I'm not going to say it. U-Bowl. Would love to hear you guys rip his movies apart. We did one of them, right? House of the Dead? That might have been a live show. And all I got is a cell phone and laptop. How could I start a podcast with what I got? I mean, you can. It probably won't sound great, but you know, just give it a shot. Just level your audio, clean it up, do what you can, record in a closet with all your clothes. That's not even a joke. That's a good tactic. Craig, got a couple questions for you. Best and worst movie that you have seen and reviewed on the show. I'd have to go back in that. Funniest thing that has happened at a live show or a con that you and Joe have attended. You know what? I'm going to save this for I'm going to remember to send this. We'll do this for the standees. So when Paul and Joe are here, so we can talk about it. Zulema. I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm sorry if I butchered it. Zulema. I feel like I know so much about your guys' lives without knowing any of the basic lore. How, when did you guys meet? Are you guys best friends or just two people with a shared history and a lot in common? Oh, and this is where Tony Navarro, or Tony Ann, I shouldn't give out government names. I wanted to include his, which is in Would Your Life Be Any Different If You Had It? Joe and I have known each other. I feel like this is, some people already know, a lot of people already know this, but Joe and I knew each other prior. We were friends. We were friendly growing up, but we became more closer friends and when he was in college, because I was partying up at the same college as him, and me, him, and Paul would fucking talk about the dumbest shit at parties. And then after that, we would hang out in our hometown, because you know, you do that thing where you, after college, you end up going back to your hometown. We hung out a lot there. And then that's when I was like, hey, have you ever heard what a podcast is? This is not at the beginning of podcasts, but pretty close. Turned him on to podcasts. And then I was like, hey, do you want to make one? And he obliged, and that's what we've been doing. But it was interesting because I chose Joe. I had friends that I was, at the time, I was like, oh, these are better friends that I find very funny. But like, I was like, Joe's the funniest person I know, which is why I sought out Joe. So it was like a active choice for the best material, not because everyone's like, me and my friend are so funny. But I recognize that we were only to ourselves. And as Tony said, and would your life be any different if you hadn't done that? I.e. no podcast. Yeah, my life would be like way different. The podcast has provided me a lot of wonderful opportunities and gain. So I appreciate the podcast for a lot of reasons. Also, do you and Joe have lines that you didn't cross? I kind of mentioned that. Gavin Ballard, my first question, I got to stop using government names. What's your thoughts on the idea of Rob Zombie doing a new reboot for the Shining miniseries, but this time makes it 6 episodes long, with the first part being the construction overlook, and maybe get Jack to threaten to skullfuck Wendy a few times in there also? Could be cool. It could be cool. And how much do you think Stephen King would approve of this and say, ah, finally someone gets my idea? You know what? This might be the best version for Stephen King. Truly. I'm all in on this. If Rob's going to do anything, this is the move. Dude, imagine the fucking fury of horror fans when they found out Rob Zombie is going to remake The Shining. Give it to me. Give it to me. I want to see it so badly. My second question, dude, I'm going to like honestly create a fucking petition for it. My second question, what are your thoughts on these crazy ass Nick Cage roles the last few years, specifically Mandy and Color Out of Space? If you haven't seen them, I recommend them solely for the purpose of seeing Nick Cage have a sword fight with chainsaws and screaming, you rip my shirt at cult members. It's bad as fuck. It's bad. It's bad the fuck ass. It's bad the fuck ass. I don't think. Oh, bad the fuck ass. Okay, it's badass. Okay. that was a weird way to say it. I've seen them, obviously. I shouldn't say obviously. I have seen them. They're good. Loved Pig also. Loved the one with the fucking robots where he also didn't speak. He just killed robots for an hour and a half. I forget what that was fucking called. Something Playtime or something. Those two were fucking really good. I feel like those get less shouted out as Mandy, but I think those are better. And Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad was a fun movie too. He was fucking great in Mom and Dad. Is it called Mom and Dad? I think it's called Mom and Dad. It's really good. Check that out. Pig is so good. Blake A had a really great email. It was really big, but a lot of them were like kind of suggestions. So I just want to shout him out. He had some great ideas for TV shows. Ugh. That's the biggest Sean ever. TV shows to cover. I don't know any of them. Well, I do know them, but I haven't watched them. Anyway, thank you, Blake, for sending that. I just want to shout you out because it was like a very thoughtful, good email. Mike S., summer show idea. Celebrate the USA Network up all night 90s sleazy detective movies. Rhonda Shear and all her babe hosting glory. Not sure if Final Judgment 92 was in the program lineup, but drink every time Brad Dourif gets frustrated. It's a fucking great idea because I was thinking about bringing back the Monster Vision. What did we do? It was like the Monster Vision tribute episodes. Those were fucking fun as fuck. That's another great one. So, might do it. All right. Let's finish up this fucking movie, huh?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I don't understand. you know, there's a lot of explanations in the chat about this ending, but then it just, you know, swerve, the gardener's the killer. So that's that. Thank you all for joining the watch along. I'm going to continue sitting here. We're going to talk about the 2023 movies. I did get one more solo Sean show question. From Casket Case. You guys have a good amount of stories about the punk metal hardcore scene, and I wanted to ask what the craziest, worst thing you witnessed at a show was. I think for Joe, that was the guy shitting his pants. For me, it was a show at 924 Gilman when I was a teenager where someone threw a bag of cold puke at the vocalist. I think the band was choking victim. And some guy was wandering around claiming he had a second butthole and offering to show it to people. I did not take him up on his offer. It was an absolute nightmare. That sounds awful. I did see a man get stabbed at a giraffe show in Brooklyn once. I was far too young to be witnessing that. But that's it. That's it. Anyone make a Sean Solo joke yet? Like Han Solo? Okay. Very funny. Is that Sarah? Now I figured it out. Sarah with the fucking... The wit. Didn't you receive a kick that fucked up your jaw? I received a punch that fucked up my jaw. Yeah, I saw someone get stabbed at a show. I would also rather be stabbed than have someone throw puke at me. All right, 2023 movies. So I polled our Patreon members about their favorite movies of 2023. The list, it was a good list. To be fair, I've not gotten to all of them. So I'm going to burn through these really fast just to show you what's on the list. Appendage, Beau's Afraid, Birth Rebirth, Boogeyman, Brooklyn 45, Clock, Cobweb, Cocaine Bear, Evil Dead Rise, Fear, Five Nights at Freddy's, Godzilla Minus One, Hell House, Origin, Influencer, It's a Wonderful Knife, Knock at the Cabin, Last Voyage of the Demeter, Late Night with the Devil, Leave the World Behind, Loop Track, Megan, No One Will Save You, Onyx and the Fortuitous and the Talisman of Souls, Saw X, Scream 6, Silent Night, Skinamarink, Slaughterhouse, Suitable Flesh, Talk to Me, Thanksgiving, The Blackening, The Boogeyman, The Last Last Voyage of the Demeter, The Pope's Exorcist, The Strays, There's Something Wrong with the Children, Totally Killer, When Evil Lurks, Wrath of Becky. So that's what we're working with. So I want to hear people in the chat I want to hear people in the chat sound off on some of these comments. So basically, I'm not going to sit here and rank them. But what I'm going to do is say, I'm going to put them in categories, which is the top tier of these. Now, again, I haven't seen some of these. I haven't seen Birth Rebirth, Appendage, Clock Cobweb. I don't think these are going to be hitting. Oh, wait, no, I started Birth Rebirth. Not for me. Appendage, Clock Cobweb. I haven't seen Godzilla Minus One. I don't know if I would include that in this list, though. Influencer, Leave the World Behind. What is Leave the World Behind? Can't even keep track of these movies. Oh, no, I didn't see that one yet. All right. The Boogeyman, Skinamarink, The Pope's Exorcist, The Strays, and There's Something Wrong with the Children. I don't think any of those are going to be hitting, like, what are we going to say, like top five, top 10? So I put them into just tiers of like best, good, middle of the road, and then not very good. So for not very good, I have people talking about Godzilla Minus One in the chat. That's fine. I don't know. I'm just like never going to categorize Godzilla's horror. It just, it's a tough sell for me. And I know I haven't seen it, so whatever. But, you know, even if it is, you know it's going to be in the top. So, Godzilla fan over here. All right, my bottom tier, and I don't know, I feel like people aren't going to like this. It's A Wonderful Knife. Not a fucking fan. I thought it was fucking convoluted. They had something there, but it wasn't executed. It wasn't executed. It was kind of like Thanksgiving, which you'll see where that's rated soon. But I think Thanksgiving is like a tad better there. Silent Night, I hated. I hated it so much. I did see The Boogeyman. Yeah, I was wondering why it was on that list. I did watch The Boogeyman. The Boogeyman was really very bad. I did not like The Boogeyman. Bo is Afraid, first of all, not a fucking horror movie. Also, fucking terrible. Fucking terrible. Like, barely a movie. Fuck. I want to talk about the end of these so bad. Anyway, the ending sucks. If you pretend Bo is Afraid, the issue is Bo is Afraid is not a fucking horror movie. It's a fucking art film. That's fine. You can go enjoy that. That's fine. Suitable Flesh. Heather Graham. I think that's the one. Heather Graham's in Suitable Flesh. Suitable Flesh had its moments, bottom tier for me, though. Not great. Heather Graham, not a great actress. The concept, not great. I don't know. It just did not hit at all for me. And this is going to be the one everyone gets bent out of shape. Onyx and the Fortuitous and the Talisman of Souls. These fucking try-hard, weird independent movies that have, like, they all have the same lighting. They all have the same camera work. It's, like, overly lit. Dude, these new independent movies, it goes either two ways. Either they don't buy lighting whatsoever, or it's all overlit and it looks overproduced, man. It fucking looks awful, and it fucking pisses me off. Onyx falls into that category, and it almost looks so overproduced, and then they have terrible actors. So you're like, oh, you see the quality, and you're like, oh my God. Probably going to be good. And then the acting is so fucking bad. And you're just like, this ain't what I signed up for. I will say Onyx Fortuitous has a Meatloaf recreation of the Meatloaf music video scene. That was all right. That was all right. Anyway, that was my bottom tier. Did not like those movies. I did not think they were great. My middle tier. These movies are good. These movies are fine, but they like don't. They don't fucking like wow you. But I, like, by the way, these are some of my favorite movies of the year because they don't need to like wow you. Like, people forget, like, role players. It's like in sports, role players are so fucking important to like a team. You know what I mean? Like, they don't all need to be stars. Some of them just need to be good. And you just like, that movie fucking, that's a good fucking movie. Five Nights at Freddy's, Fear. Was all right. Fear was kind of cool. Last Voyage of the Demeter. I think I explained it on the show. Like, one night I put it on and I woke up like, midway through, and I was like, hey, this movie's like, and I just like start watching. I was like, I kind of fuck with this movie. Scream 6. I'm sure people are upset. Scream 6, Saw X, Loop Track, if you watch it, like for, I think it's an independent movie. I don't know. Loop Track, good idea. The fucking ending just fucking tanked it. Megan falls in the middle for me, guys. I'm sorry. The montage, A plus, but everything else. You know. Thanksgiving, middle of the road for me. I thought it was all right. Talk to Me, good. Knock at the Cabin, good. I really like the book. Wrath of Becky and Cocaine. First of all, is Cocaine Bear included in this? I don't know. Somebody put Cocaine Bear. And for the gore, I'm willing to agree with them. Wrath of Becky and Cocaine Bear, I'm putting at the bottom end of this list. Becky was fucking awesome. The original Becky was fucking awesome. Wrath of Becky is a little fucking weird. A little fucking weird. But I did like a lot of it, and I didn't like a lot of it. What's the lowest and lower tier? Because that's where Exorcist Believer belongs. Yeah, I agree with that. SC, your new name. Make me a believer. It's not on the fucking list, of course. This is the best of. So that's the other thing. Like, this is the best of list. So even those movies I said I didn't like, they're still above shit like Exorcist Believer. Yeah, Cocaine Bear wasn't great. It wasn't great, but it was also a movie about a bear that took cocaine. So it's like, maybe it was great. I recently heard an argument. It was talking about the Memphis Grizzlies. I don't even know if anyone in here watches basketball. They were talking about the Memphis Grizzlies, who had a terrible record. All of their players were injured this year. It was fucking awful. They had no one. They played 32 different lineups, I think. 35 different lineups this year. And they were awful. But somebody was like, that might be an argument that they have the best coach in the league, because they actually won games and they were taking everyone from the G League. So I feel like that's Cocaine Bear. Like, it's a movie about a bear that took cocaine. And yeah. People are asking, where does what was the sloth movie you love? Where does Slaughterhouse rank? Slaughterhouse is in the top tier for me, guys. Which might null and void the entire list for you. The in between the middle and the top tier, I have Brooklyn 45, which was fine. These weird independent Shudder movies, I'm just like not the biggest fan of. And then I also have When Evil Lurks, which is like one of the most fucked up things I've ever seen. It would be higher for me, but it's so not appealing to the general audience. I'm not even sure you can like rank it. So my dad made me watch Slaughterhouse with him while I was visiting for Christmas. Yeah, well, I am a dad, so that tracks. My top tier of 2023 so far. I just finished this tonight, Late Night with the Devil. Very good. Very good movie. Evil Dead Rise, so much fun. The Blackening was really good. Totally Killer is like such a fucking dark horse in the top tier of these movies. Such a dark horse coming out of nowhere on fucking Amazon Prime. So good. Hell House Origin actually fucking scared me while I was on the treadmill. I got very spooked. I had to turn it off. And No One Will Save You, a fucking alien movie that actually fucking slapped. I really like that. And then, of course, Slaughterhouse, one of the greatest cheesy movies. It'll go down in history. They've made a lot of these dumb zombies or whatever the fuck. And me and Joe did one once. I forget which one. It was another animal. But the Slaughterhouse was so fucking fun. Dude, the sloth is using a cell phone. He's driving a fucking car. It was like one of the best movies I've ever seen. Yeah, Late Night with the Devil was good. I don't know if it's like, you know, people are losing their minds over it. It's super fun. It's super good. And that's that. And that's okay. That's perfect. That's perfect. It doesn't need to be the best of all time right now. And maybe in retrospect, in a couple of years, we'd change our minds. But, you know, right now, it's ranked good. That's it, you know? So those are my favorite of 2023. You can sound off Sean@IHateHorror.com. If you want to give us your takes on these, let us know what you liked, what you didn't like this year. We'll talk more about them on the Stannies. So I'm going to finish watching everything from our Patreon people's list. So I'm going to get through all of these. I can't believe I watched as many as I did, but that's it. Yeah. So that's it, guys. Thank you all so much for joining me tonight. It was a pleasure. And for Joe, this is Sean. Stay weird.
Thank you.
Adios.
Movies all fucking day.
I wanna play.
I'm gonna watch what I'm not supposed to watch.
Fucking zombie getting sliced and diced.
The monster.
Mutilate.